healing touch from an Ananda devotee. From childhood, I carried a deep sadness. Even as a little girl, I knew it came from a past life in which I had experienced the traumatic death of a beloved spouse. It was a kind of post-traumatic stress syndrome that spanned more than one incarnation. Sometimes when I was a child, the grief was more than I could bear, and I would weep uncontrollably. As I grew older, and especially after I got onto the spiritual path, I made progress in resolving it, but much grief remained. I didn't know what else to do except pray and accept that the grief might be with me for the rest of my life. I could feel the karma as a knot of energy lodged in my spine just behind my heart. One evening after I had been living at Ananda Village for many years, I went with my husband to a community musical event. The concert was a birthday gift for Swamiji. As part of the program, a group played selections from his album, Secrets of Love. The music uplifted me, and at the same time, made me aware of my inner grief. I didn't want any unhappiness to mar the evening for Swamiji, so I prayed to Divine Mother, "Please don't let my sadness touch his joy." During the intermission, Swamiji came to where my husband and I were sitting with a group of friends. He stood between us, with one hand on my husband's shoulder and the other hand on my spine. His fingers were right where the karma was lodged. I felt a tremendous pressure from his hand, an enormous energy going into me. Swamiji didn't make a point of what he was doing. The whole time he chatted casually with the others. He didn't, however, speak to me, but let me receive his energy in silence. A few minutes later, Swamiji took his hand away. The knot of energy was gone, and with it, the sadness I had known all my life. Every once in a while since then, a shadow of it has crossed my consciousness, just enough to make me continuously grateful to Swamiji for taking that karma away.